You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rams Nation, what is going on? It is your boy, Sosa Cremenges. I'm a fantasy analyst at Pro Football Focus and your host of the Locked On Rams podcast, your number one daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Rams. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Welcome to another fresh week here at the Locked On Rams podcast. This is your Monday episode. We're going to kick off the week right, and just like we typically do on Mondays, we're going to dive into some of these mock drafts that you guys sent over to me. We got four to get through, and then in the final segment, we're going to kind of transition into something a little bit more unique and different. A lot of these betting sites have now dropped their win totals, their over and unders for the 2021 NFL season, and as we can probably guess, the Los Angeles Rams are one of the better or higher up teams in terms of the win total, so going to be fun to kind of dissect that, see where they land on the list in terms of how high some of the other teams that are kind of around them, and you know whether we think the Rams are actually going to be able to eclipse that number or if they're going to come in under that number. But we're going to do that at the backside of this episode. So definitely want to dive into some of these mock drafts first. And you guys can obviously use all kinds of different mock draft simulators. And the next one on the list, and I'm trying to go in order, was from my guy Tommy at Ram Tommy in LA. And to begin, at number 57, he went with Aaron Robinson, the cornerback out of UCF. And then at number 88, he actually traded, went and got the number 98 pick and the 118th pick from the Chargers. And then he continued the trading. There was all kinds of trades here. Traded the number 98th pick for the 119th and the 139th pick. And then traded number 118 for 130 and 145. Some of these drafts you guys are doing are just giving me all kinds of headaches trying to keep up with where all the picks are landing. So we're going to kind of dive through these names together here, kind of lump them together, and you know we'll just kind of talk about it at the end or after a handful of names just to make it easier. So at 102, Tommy went with Quinn Meinerz, the center slash guard out of Wisconsin Whitewater. Talked about him a bunch on this podcast. 119 goes with Spencer Brown, the tackle out of Northern Iowa. 130, Baron Browning, linebacker out of Ohio State. 139, Ellerson Smith, edge rusher out of Northern Iowa. 142, Josh Myers, center out of Ohio State. And so I guess we can start to actually dive into some of these picks and finish off with the last few after that. I really like where this draft is headed. You know, you get a starting cornerback at number 57 in Aaron Robinson, a good fit in the nickel spot. Obviously, the Rams have a hole at the nickel position with Troy Hill leaving in free agency. So good pick there. Quinn Meinerz, we talked about him a bunch on this podcast. Spencer Brown is a different name that we haven't really talked about. Very intrigued by what he brings to the table. 6'8", absolute mountain of a man. And his testing numbers at his pro day were absolutely absurd. And I find that the tackle position is one of the positions that is very, very important. The testing numbers, the athletic profile of those guys, super important. So I'm very intrigued by him as well. Number 130, Baron Browning. Love that pick. I think Baron Browning is a very solid prospect. Some people actually think he's better on the edge as opposed to off-ball linebacker. It's kind of intriguing. Obviously, means you can bring him in blitz packages and things like that. Very versatile in that regard, so I'm intrigued by that pick. And Josh Myers, his teammate on the other side of the ball at Ohio State. Love that pick at 142. You can't go wrong. Some interior offensive line depth. Maybe a new starter at that center spot. So very well done with those picks so far. To round it out with the final three, 145 goes with Cameron McGrone, the linebacker from Michigan. 209, Josh Imatorbebe, the wide receiver out of Illinois. And 252, Amir Smith-Marset, wide receiver out of Iowa. Those two names should not be next to each other ever in terms of the wide receiver position. Those were not easy to say, obviously, but love the double dipping at the wide receiver spot. You know the Rams want to go with a receiver at some point in this draft, so that makes a lot of sense. And Cameron Grone might actually be my favorite pick of this draft. You got him very late. Could be a day one starting linebacker for the Rams, in my opinion. Very versatile, very athletic player, sideline to sideline guy. Still got a deep dive into him, but from what I've seen from watching some other Michigan players, man, he stands out a lot. So this draft gets an A- from me. Very much like that performance. And that takes us into the next one from my guy Mike Vella at Mike_Recca11. That's a dope name, by the way. Went with at number 57, Wyatt Davis, the guard out of Ohio State. Number 88, Pete Werner, linebacker, Ohio State. 103, Jamien Sherwood, safety out of Auburn. 141, Justin Hilliard, linebacker out of Ohio State. 209, Jonathan Cooper, edge rusher out of Ohio State. And 252, Austin Faolu, defensive interior lineman from Oregon. That is a lot of Ohio State players. four Ohio State players, actually. And he was joking about it when he sent it over. He said, the power of Ohio State, threw in a few emojis, a little laughing one, a little flexing emoji. So, you know, I get it. Ohio State's obviously a very big powerhouse in college football. Put out a lot of very good prospects every single year. Obviously, they're going to put out some good ones in this season, too. And you went and obviously grabbed a bunch of them. So I like that kind of method there. Probably not going to draft four Ohio State players, but, you know, it's still fun to look at. Wyatt Davis, love that pick. I think he's a day one starting center or guard for somebody. Pete Werner, I have not got to watch, but I've heard a lot of people say that he might actually be the best linebacker coming out from Ohio State. And they have four guys that are coming out right now, three of which are probably going to get drafted, maybe even all four. So that really speaks to how highly some people think of him. Jamin Sherwood, I like that addition. Probably don't need a safety that early, but brings the tone, big hitter, very aggressive safety, physical. 141, the other linebacker from Ohio State, Justin Hilliard. Love that pick. I thought he was a guy that really stood out at the Senior Bowl. Very intriguing player in that spot there. I also love the value of getting him that late. And the last two, I did not get to watch Austin, but I did hear many good things about Jonathan Cooper, the edge rusher out of Ohio State as well. Again, haven't gotten to personally watch him. I don't think this is a very realistic draft. Obviously, a lot of Ohio State players. This one's going to get a B from me. I like the double dipping of linebackers. You're probably going to come away with at least one starter at that position. A nice new interior offensive lineman. But that was a very solid job, and I appreciate you shooting that over. And we're going to continue looking at these mock drafts in the next segment. There are two more that I want to dive into. A little bit of trades, a little bit of transactions in these ones. So it's going to be fun to take a look at these final two. And then we're going to dive into the last bit and talk about the betting totals for the 2021 NFL season. And while we've got you, make sure to come connect with us on Twitter. You can find me at QBsMEP, and you can find the page at Locked On Rams. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today, rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring. Ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece, they're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10x10 only at BlueNile.com. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA and the NHL are in full swing, and BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline even has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's also the best way to place your bets, and it's also free to sign up. All you have to do is just go head to their website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. That's betonline.ag. The Locked On Podcast Network is covering the NFL draft from all angles. Catch up on the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 podcast presented by Odyssey. Follow Locked On NFL Draft and the Draft Dudes podcast for the latest draft news. And stay tuned for more info about our live day one draft coverage. Welcome back to the second segment of this Mock Draft Monday episode of the Locked On Rams podcast. I appreciate you guys for sticking around for this second segment. And we're going to pick right back up where we left off with some of these mock drafts. There are two more for me to cover here. And I kind of like where these ones are trending. I'm looking at the first one right now. And my guy started off with a quick time trade from Scoot at @I'm_Scoot. Number 57 going to the Kansas City Chiefs in return, getting the 63rd and 94th overall picks. Very much like that. I think that's pretty realistic for what the Rams are going to try to do. Probably going to trade back with that first pick is my guess. I mean, it's hard to project, obviously, and it's definitely going to be reliant on, you know, which players may or may not be available for the Rams at that spot. You can never really guess who's going to actually drop and who might get taken. But I think it's very likely going to end up being some sort of a trade back at some point for sure. Very likely with that first pick. And so at number 63 goes with Landon Dickerson, the center out of Alabama. Number 88, Jameen Davis, linebacker, Kentucky. 94, Thomas Graham Jr., cornerback, Oregon. 103, Kay Johnson, wide receiver, South Dakota State. 141, Kendrick Green, guard slash center, Illinois. 209, Chauncey Golston, edge rusher out of Iowa. And 252, Michael Minay, the center out of Penn State. And I really love this draft. Now, not very realistic in terms of where the guys are getting slotted, like Jameen Davis, for example, at number 88. Not going to happen. He's going to be gone potentially in the first round. He seems like he's getting a lot of first round hype right now. If not a first round pick, definitely going to be a top 40, top 45 pick for sure, in my opinion. So, you know, not exactly realistic in terms of who's available where, but you can only work with what the mock draft simulator is giving you. And I love where you headed with this draft. Landon Dickerson is one of my favorite players in this class. I think you're getting a day one starting center, a stud, so long as the medicals check out. Jameen Davis, we talked about him a bunch on this podcast, a great player. I would love that selection at number 88. Number 94, Thomas Graham Jr. That's a cornerback that the Rams have met with from Oregon. Have not gotten to personally watch him, but love adding another high-value position at that spot in cornerback. And obviously, you still have a hole from that Troy Hill departure in free agency. Number 103, a different name that I very much like at this spot, Cade Johnson you went with. He was at the Senior Bowl too, and he was one of the best wide receivers there. Such a good route runner. He's so good at attacking leverage, using his positioning, kind of contorting his body, breaking in and out of routes, snapping in and out of routes very quickly. He is going to be a player in the NFL. I'm pretty sure that he's going to line up at slot for somebody at the next level from day one and produce right out of the gate. Kind of like a Keenan Allen, a little bit bigger as a slot receiver, but just so good at uncovering and coming off the line of scrimmage. He feels like a guaranteed hit at that slot spot. And I really, really like that name that you picked there. So that's a good one. And 141, a guy that I've talked about a lot on this podcast, like many of the names, Kendrick Green, love that pick. I think he is one of the better centers in this class. Could start a guard for somebody as well. A prototypical zone scheme style of center, can climb to the second level so easily. Very good at locating linebackers, sealing off his blocks there. Effortless mover. The guy is a very, very good player. Strong as hell too. Love that pick, and I love this draft class in general. In my opinion, this one gets an A flat, one of the best I've seen so far, so I very much appreciate you shooting that over. And that takes us right into the final one for this episode from Philly G at Philly GSR. And again, another person starting out with a trade, sending number 57 to Buffalo for number 61 and number 93. And with number 61 goes Jabril Cox, the linebacker out of LSU. Number 88, Tay Gowan, cornerback, UCF. Number 93, Osa Odigizuwa, the defensive lineman from UCLA. 103, Kendrick Green, guard slash center out of Illinois. 141, Jameen Davis, linebacker from Kentucky. 209, Bobby Brown III, defensive lineman from Texas A&M. And 252, Malik Herring, the edge rusher out of Georgia. I like what you did with this draft. You go and address that linebacker spot early. For some reason, I just don't think that the Rams are going to do it early, to be quite honest with you. Could be wrong on that. Definitely intrigued to see whether that actually ends up happening. But Jabril Cox is a guy that I very much like. So if they do go with a linebacker early, would love to see it be him. I think he's so good in coverage. He's going to offer you so much in terms of the third down potential, actually dropping into coverage, being able to play man and zone equally as well. So that is a guy that I would love at that spot. Tay Gowan, we've talked about a lot. I very much like him as a boundary corner. Long, fast, willing to tackle, can make plays on the ball. Pretty much everything you want from a corner at that spot. Not a lot of production in college. I think he only has 1 year of college football experience. So probably going to need to sit on the bench and develop a little bit. But when you have Jalen Ramsey and Darius Williams, it affords you a lot of time, obviously. You look at Osa Odigizuwa, another name that was at the Senior Bowl with Jabril Cox. And I thought he's a very good defensive lineman there. He won a lot of his one-on-ones, can play on the edge in my opinion, can play a little bit inside, a little bit of that tweener body type. Doesn't really have that prototypical size for either spot, but can do a little bit of everything, can move up and down that defensive line. Versatility is the name of the game here. I love that pick as well. And the next two, Kendrick Green and Jameen Davis, we've talked about, I feel like, almost at every mock draft. Every time I turn the corner here, look at a different mock draft, somebody has us taking Jameen Davis, somebody has us taking Kendrick Green. So very much love those picks. I've obviously rehashed those many times over. And it's funny to see just the difference in terms of the mock draft simulators, how sometimes Jameen Davis is going in the top 60, and then you get him here at 141. Very, very different, obviously. Kind of like it because it does make it fun in terms of the mock draft simulators. You're not just drafting the same players at the same spots over and over again. In terms of this draft, very much liked it. I would say this one is a B+ for me. Absolutely acceptable in my opinion. I would happily walk away with that draft. I would think the Rams would come away with, you know, multiple starters, two new linebackers, to be honest with you, a couple impact players on that defensive line, a cornerback down the line that could start for you if you kick in maybe Darius Williams or Jalen Ramsey. Could maybe even start from day one. So very good draft, very well drafting. And that would ultimately result in a strong team for the Rams going into next season, in my opinion, would probably position them to be a potential Super Bowl contender. And that is why we're going to take a look at the betting totals that the sportsbooks have released for the 2021 NFL season. I think you guys are going to like where the Rams land going into next season. And while we've got you, make sure to keep tapping in with us here at the Locked On Rams podcast for the next 2 weeks. We're going to continue our draft coverage as we head closer to the 2021 NFL draft. The fitness industry is incredibly confusing and oversaturated with BS. I'd like to think that my word holds a lot of weight as I've lost 155 pounds over the last 2.5 years. I've been looking for the best protein bar, something that tastes very good, that has the good texture, has a lot of variety of flavors, and that is why I'm happy to bring you guys the Built Bar. The Built Bar is by far the best on the market, I promise you guys. I've tried everything imaginable. There's nothing quite like their flavor profiles, the texture, the variety. They have over 18 different flavors. You can honestly never really get bored because they have so many different flavors of bars. They're also healthy. They're low in calories, they're low in sugar. They have 19 grams of protein per bar. They're high in fiber, and they'll even work for you if you are on the keto diet. You'll even get a free cooler with your purchase while the supplies last. All you have to do is just go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Today through the 26th, listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey, featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason LaConfora, and Brian Baldinger, our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's AUDACY. Welcome back to the final segment of this Mock Draft Monday episode of the Locked On Rams podcast. As always, I appreciate you guys for making it to the final segment here, and we're now going to finally pivot away from the mock drafts. We talked about four separate mocks in the first two segments, and we're going to dive into the 2021 NFL win totals. Now, I think certain books and certain sports books are going to have different win totals for everyone, but I'm pretty sure that they're all very, very close to each other, all within range, obviously, and so it's very fascinating to see what these sportsbooks, the bettors, actually think of the Los Angeles Rams going into this next season. Ultimately, they have reasonings for why they set these lines where they do. And one more thing to note, we are finally going to transition from a 16-game schedule in the NFL to a 17-game schedule. So just a reminder, there's always that added game now. We're going from 16 games to 17 games. Obviously, that's going to change the lines here for the 2021 win totals. And it's obviously something weird and that is going to take getting used to. I'm probably going to say 16-0 so many times, or 14-2, or whatever the record is. I'm always going to probably end up adding up to 16, not 17. It's going to take me so long to get used to it. But looking at the win totals, the Rams actually come in sixth in the NFL, tied for sixth, I should say, with the Cleveland Browns, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Seattle Seahawks. Three teams in the NFC West all land at the same win total, and that is 10. The line has been set at 10 for the over and under. And to be honest with you, I think the Rams are going to finish with more than 10 wins. So I'm expecting to bet the over on that. You know, there are some other teams ahead of the Rams. Obviously, the Chiefs with 12, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 11.5, the Baltimore Ravens 11, the Green Bay Packers 11, and the Buffalo Bills at 10.5. Those are the only teams ahead of the Rams. There's obviously only two NFC teams that are ahead of the Rams in terms of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Green Bay Packers, and it makes sense because both of those teams were obviously in the NFC Championship. So the Rams have a very strong line here at 10. Very fascinating to see that they aren't actually really favored over the San Francisco 49ers, over the Seattle Seahawks. I definitely think there is some sort of a gap there between the Rams and the 49ers and the Seahawks. Probably in that order, to be honest with you. I would probably say the Rams should be maybe at 10.5. The 49ers at 9.5, and the Seahawks at 9. I definitely think there's a little bit of a gap between all the teams. As of right now, obviously before the draft, a lot can change after the draft. Teams are going to get significantly better, and some teams are maybe not going to get that much better. Like, for example, the Seahawks, I believe, only have 3 draft picks in this draft. So how much better are they going to get over the course of the next 2 or 3 weeks? Probably not that much better. Then you look at the San Francisco 49ers. They're picking 3rd overall. You know, they have quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo there right now. Could go into the season as a starter. Heck, he might even start 17 games for them. But presumably they traded up to number 3 for a quarterback. They're going to take a quarterback at that spot. And, You know, they're going to get a good player. They might get a Justin Fields. They might get a Trey Lance. They might shock the world and go with a Mac Jones. But ultimately, they're going to hedge their franchise and sort of bet everything and ride on this one player, whoever they think is the best quarterback prospect. And that player could presumably start 17 games for them next season. And we know how much the quarterback position, how much it moves the needle in terms of a team's performance, their win totals, all of that stuff. That's why the Rams are this high. They went out and got quarterback Matthew Stafford, clearly a legitimate upgrade over Jared Goff. I think pretty much everyone can admit that at this point. Even the most diehard Goff fans are probably going to finally be coming around here. I think I've seen most of you guys at least turn that corner and finally admit that, you know what, Stafford, yes, he is more talented. Yes, he is better. No, maybe he doesn't have that track record of success in terms of the playoff wins and, you know, NFC championship games and that kind of stuff. But you really can't knock just one guy for that. He played for a franchise. This is a team game. That's why the NFL is the best. It's the ultimate team game, man. There's 53 guys on every roster, plus whatever you have on your practice squad. I think they're kicking them up to about 10 spots now. You have 46, 47 guys on the active game day roster. So there are many players that impact every single NFL game, but we know that ultimately the quarterback is always going to be the most important. That is why the Rams should be favored. That's why they're very high on these lists. I'm kind of surprised to see some of the other teams this high, like, for example, the Cleveland Browns, like I said, obviously the 49ers and Seahawks, but a lot of good teams in the NFL this year. You know, the Rams have a good shot to make some noise in the NFC, potentially go back to the NFC Championship game. I think they're going to have a successful season. Love the Stafford addition. Love the DeSean Jackson addition. A lot of that is going to really depend on what they do in 2 weeks now with the draft coming up. Are they going to get better? Are they going to find impact players for this year going into the season? Maybe find a new center. Maybe upgrade that edge rusher spot. Maybe actually take a step forward in that inside linebacker position and take it from maybe the worst in the NFL last year, or, you know, bottom three, bottom four, and maybe get to that bottom third quarter tier. So there's a lot of places for the Rams to upgrade going into this next season. The draft is really where it's all going to kind of be that cherry on the top. Not really many more ways to upgrade your team after that. There's obviously going to be the last wave of free agents, but for now, things are really getting close to actually being set in stone. And I'm excited for that draft. We're going to continue our coverage here at the Locked On Rams podcast from the draft angle. We're going to hammer that for the next 2 weeks, all the way up until the draft. So make sure to keep checking back in with us here consistently, because we're going to get you guys up to speed with everything you need to know for the 2021 NFL draft. And just a reminder, come connect with us on Twitter. You can find me at QB's MVP, and you can find the page at Locked On Rams. I appreciate you guys for listening to this episode. Please make sure to come back to us, and please make sure to subscribe or follow to get our latest episodes, content, breaking news, and a whole lot more.